Live from Camden Yards, it's another Orange Pennant Race update from our WNST correspondent, Luke Jones.
Brandon Hyde met with the media following the Orioles' loss to Texas in Game 2.
Just what wasn't working for Grayson today?
Four walks hurt, but, you know, he was getting ahead of quite a few hitters there, especially in that big inning. Just had a tough time putting guys away. Some 1-2 counts, some 0-2 hits. Just for me, had a tough time finishing guys, and the guys he was working behind in the count the other times with four walks. But, you know, it was just a young starter that just didn't have his best stuff from the get-go.
Okay. Dan, front.
Brandon, you've talked about this team's resiliency all year. We've written about the resiliency all year. This obviously is the biggest test now that you face here. How much do you believe in this team's ability to come back?
Yeah, I mean, our backs are against the wall right now, and you know, tonight wasn't our best night on the mound. Give our guys a lot of credit for being down, you know, 9-2, and then kind of giving ourselves a chance a little bit, getting some base runners, scratching away a little bit, but yeah, we have to go to Texas and play well. We haven't played our two best games here, and we've played well on the road all year, so hopefully we can play well on the road.
Okay, second row on the left.
Brandon, just the way Texas is swinging the bat right now, how hard are they to match up with, especially when you're getting into your bullpen so early?
Yeah, no, it's a good offense, and it's been a really good offense all year, but we also walked 11 of them. So you're not doing yourself any favors by putting that much traffic out there.
Okay, third row on your right.
Did you consider bringing in Jack Flaherty in the third inning a little bit earlier there?
Well, In the third inning, I had a lot of game left. And so I pretty much used everybody available. So when I started with Baker against the bottom of the order there, I was hoping he'd give us an inning. That didn't work out. Webby gave up the grand slam and then went out and pitched the next inning. I thought Jack did an okay job there, giving us two innings in the middle part of the game.
Over here in the third row.
Brandon, do you think the Texas Rangers almost strategically called timeouts today on Grayson early in the game? It seemed like when he had two strikes, there was a lot of timeouts called.
I think that's pretty uniform around the league right now. Most hitters, when they're getting the two strikes, are calling timeouts. So I didn't notice anything out of the ordinary.
Brandon. Give him the mic. Go ahead.
Yeah, Brandon, what was the significance of Kyle Gibson warming up in the ninth?
Well, that was it. So Gibby was a pitcher. I was going to have Canogo back out for the 10th. We somehow tied it, but Gibby was going to be pitching after that, and he just wanted to get a little bit touch and feel off the mound.
Okay, over on the right.
Sorry, I forgot my question. Do you think the day off tomorrow can be good for your guys?
We get good for our pitching right now since I used everybody tonight. So, hopefully we get in regroup, get a nice day off, get a little workout in tomorrow, and then be ready to go in a couple days.
Dan, go ahead.
With Kyle, just to follow up, is there anything we can read into that as far as Tuesday, Wednesday is concerned?
No.
Okay.
No, we need to win next game. So pretty much everybody's going to be available the next 2 days from now.
One more.
Jorge Mateo with a great game, 4-for-4. You know, how nice was that to see out of him, and maybe to get him going could be big for you guys moving forward?
Yeah, I was hoping Jorge could be a little spark for us, and he was. He's on base, it's exciting, and he does, like I said a lot, you know, when he gets on base, he scores the majority of the time. So good to see him swing the bat the way he did. He's been swinging the bat well off left-handed pitching. Really, a lot of the second half, and he did a really nice game offensively for us.
Over here in the front.
How about Aaron Hicks showing some postseason experience there at the end?
Yeah, no doubt. Hicks's done good. I mean, Hicks's coming to play. He did a great job. Huge three-run homer there to if we can, you know, O'Hearn hits that ball to the wall next opposite field. So we did give ourselves a chance. We just came up short.
Brandon, thanks for the time.
All right,
safe travels. We'll see you in Texas.